Don't forget to keep up and read Steve's latest column at Newsmax.com.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while it was.
I noticed something during the Thanksgiving holiday, and maybe you saw the same thing, so I'm going to ask you this. When I got together with the family, and I don't know, we probably had 20 people, 25, I suppose. The young people in that age bracket from 18 to 30, maybe. That group of people vaping. All of them, I think. Most of them. Smokers, actual cigarette smokers in this world have vanished. But the young people, that group 18 to 30, vaping. And I thought that was fairly surprising. Now, fair enough. At that point in my life, I was a smoker. I quit many, many years ago. But I found it unusual, found it surprising. But I also took note of the fact that it's vaping. It's not smoking cigarettes. The long-term health consequence is not nearly as dire as if you smoke cigarettes for all your life. At least that's my belief. And I don't think there's any science that bears any other evidence. Jeff Steyer here, senior fellow at the Consumer Choice Center. Jeff, welcome to the conversation.
Good morning. As is so often the case, your belief is backed up by the facts.
Well, there you go. I mean, I sit there and I look at what's going on, and I know that when I was born, more than 20% of Americans, it might have been close to 25%, of American adults were smokers. And we know the long-term outcome of that is bleak, I think it's fair to say. So when you turn to vaping and you're focusing on water vapor and nicotine primarily, the downside is far less. And now we don't know the long-term because vaping hasn't been around that long. But
well, we Steve, we do know a lot about it because we know what's in it, as you said. And let me be very clear. Vaping is not safe. Kids should not vape. However, for cigarette smokers, if you can switch, you have done yourself a tremendous amount of good. And here is where the regulations announced last week by the Trump FDA, and we'll get to that in a moment, are mind-boggling. They make it harder. So the status quo is it's illegal today. It has been illegal for years for kids to buy e-cigarettes. And Dr. Scott Gottlieb at the FDA, who is Trump's FDA commissioner, says that there is a so-called epidemic of kids, not 18 to 30, but kids smoking, vaping, kids vaping. And that's an epidemic, he says. And because of that, he justified cracking down on e-cigarettes to ban their sales, the flavored e-cigarettes, in convenience stores, in all sorts of places other than vape shops. And the problem with that is adult smokers, people who have, unlike you, have not been able to quit.
Well, you know, and I see
using these products are not going to have the easy access to them.
Right.
You don't want to make it harder to get lower-risk products. And the FDA has the regulation, ban sales to minors, that's in effect. The FDA has failed to enforce the rule and is now lashing out against a product which is actually helping adult smokers quit. It makes no sense.
Well, here's the thing, Jeff, and I'm going to suggest that the whole uproar about vaping and so forth and the alleged health risks, I don't know what the health risks are of a 14-year-old having a consistent flow of nicotine. Obviously, nicotine is a very addictive substance, more addictive than heroin, which is why cigarettes have been so effective at hooking people and having them spend money, but it also kills them even when they're getting sick. They continue to smoke because of the addictive quality of nicotine. And obviously, if you put nicotine into a young person, they're going to be addicted. They're going to be a lifetime user. Here's the problem, I believe, from a government's perspective, and that is there's no money there. You see, cigarettes are heavily taxed, heavily taxed.
Well, they can fix that problem. They can just tax e-cigarettes.
But it's not happening. There's no tax on vaping and vape machines and vape shops, and there's a whole ton of money going out the door.
They're working on that at the state level.
Oh, I'm sure.
They are working on that. They are replacing the income that's being lost. The states are.
I have full confidence in my government to come up with ways to tax people. I have no doubt about that, Jeff. But I do think that's the root cause of the problem here. But correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, that is a major element of it. But, you know, I come at this, as you know, from a public health angle. You know, I'm a libertarian, but I'm a public health libertarian. There aren't many of us. But from a public health angle, the government should be doing what it can to give people choices to reduce their risks and not limiting those choices. And what I find so mind-boggling is that the Trump FDA has taken steps that even the Obama FDA was unwilling to do. They've gone so far left on this issue. And I don't believe the president became soft on this issue. I believe he made a mistake in hiring Dr. Gottlieb, who, you know, is a very smart man, but I think he got taken in by the left-wing activists on this issue, or he made a bad calculation. And it's very important that the president understand that his FDA commissioner has gone to the left of the Obama administration on this issue. And I think he should ask his FDA commissioner why he couldn't keep his promise.
Let me ask you this.
Reduce regulation. Steve, why couldn't this commissioner reduce regulation while still protecting us, just like the EPA has done, just like other agencies have done? And he should ask that question to the commissioner in an exit interview.
Fair question. Here's my question. Why the ban on menthol? That was another part of the rulings last week, of the decisions. Like, what's up with menthol? What difference does it make in cigarettes?
Menthol is no more dangerous than a regular cigarette. It is completely dangerous as a cigarette. All cigarettes are very dangerous. E-cigarettes, much less dangerous. Menthol is something that they have been going after for years. The Obama administration considered a ban. They didn't do it. They said, we'll study it more. No studies have come out that said menthol is more dangerous. It just attracts certain subgroups of people, including minorities, including lower-income people. It appeals to certain people. And the government has decided, well, these people haven't been able to quit, and therefore we will make that decision for them and ban it. But the government hasn't learned its lesson about prohibition.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked, Jeff. The government has not learned its lesson. It's a shocking revelation, but here we are once again.
Let me tell you, Steve, it's much easier to make your own menthol cigarette than it is to bootleg, to make out your alcohol, because all you have to do is take a regular cigarette and put it in a Ziploc bag with a menthol cough drop, and 24 hours later, you've got what kids will unfortunately find to be a very cool self-mentholated cigarette.
Well, thanks for the how-to. I got to leave it right there. Jeff Steyer. Greatly appreciated. Senior fellow at Consumer Choice Center. Jeff, always a pleasure. We got to run.
Thanks, Steve.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org.